Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus. Today, on the last episode of Hercules and the Planetary Powers for the year of 2021, we will be talking with our panelists and we'll be giving shape to the Venus Project, which will be starting next week. So let me slowly let everybody on and say hello.
Oh, hi
greetings,
there, Hercules.
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Hey. Hi, Hercules. Gerald.
Hello, Gerald. How are you? Nick, are you on board?
Well, thank you.
I am. I just got unmuted, and I'm very happy to be here with all of you.
Great. I'm happy you're here, too. And Mark and Phyllis, is that you?
We're here. We're here.
Oh,
greetings
fantastic.
And salutations.
Greetings. Greetings, Mark and Phyllis.
All right.
Everybody's here. Okay, we'll start with the introductions again, a brief introduction. I am Hercules Invictus. I am the moderator tonight, and I represent many Olympian things. Nick Curto, would you care to introduce yourself?
Okay, thank you, Hercules. Nick Curto here, live in Manhattan. I co-founded the Disclosure Network New York, which is now going on 21 years of two meetings per month throughout the year here in Manhattan. And we're very proud of the group. We are deep researchers. We are all over the United States, including Hawaii and Europe. And we bring whatever knowledge we find to the group through emails. And it's a very extensive emails. Every single day, we must send out 5 to 10 emails. So the news is extensive. We do paranormal phenomena research as well as UFO and contact. It's an exciting group. I'm very proud of it. Our website is www.dnny.info. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Gerald has his show starting this Tuesday, and it's going to be called Quantum Healing with Gerald P. Farley. Would you care to introduce yourself, Gerald?
Sure, Hercules. For what it's worth, I'm the only ordinary guy here. And
there's no such thing as ordinary people. All people are extraordinary.
And the one thing I wanted to say about when anybody kids you, Michael, about being a tenor, just tell them, well, it's better than being a niner or an eighter.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
I like that.
Thank you very much. Mark and Phyllis, would you care to introduce yourselves?
Hey, we're Mark and Phyllis, Breaker Hop, and not of this earth.
Coming to you from the mothership.
We're always trying to goof on this, but truly, greetings and salutations, Earthlings. No, we have intergalacticmission.com as our main website, and our second website is etuniversalzone.com, where we do podcasts and have what Phyllis puts into the archives. Recent podcasts with Hercules or interviews we've had with, say, Nick or other friends and
information. We also started a little section on that one called Messages. And so we have a few messages from the highest intelligence.
The crew and the other gang.
People might find interesting.
Little different messages that come in. But they're not messages that come in. I don't channel. I just talk to them and they talk right back to me. So I'm just on the ship with them.
I think I probably have to take some responsibility for that. Occasionally I say to Mark, well, can't you get a message about, you know, this day or that day? And then he goes and he gets the message. But, he's usually not trying to do it himself. I have to agitate him into it.
So our website, one other website is our art website. It's just my artwork, just being a little thing there. So the way to get to that is markbrinkerhoff.com. That's if you like animal portraits and dinosaurs and fantasy.
And Mark's a great artist. I enjoy his art a great deal.
Thank you, guys. And I do, I don't,
No, it's okay. You don't have to do the whole thing. Let everybody introduce themselves. It's okay.
And I'll give you a chance to share all this again at the end of the show, but it's always good to start with the two. And last but not least, today, Michael and Diane, would you care to introduce yourselves and your work?
Hi, Hercules. Hello, everyone. Thank you, Hercules, so much for having us on this wonderful panel with all of these wonderful individuals. We are so blessed and so happy to be here for our second show tonight, our second panel tonight, our second panel yesterday, last night, and today. Well, Diane and I have been together on this earth plane since 1991 we met. We are interfaith ministers. And we're so happy to be part of this interfaith group. We have studied theosophy. We're members of the Theosophical Society, members of the Rosicrucians. We are also members of an organization called Maitreya Great Tao that talks about Lord Maitreya and Lao Mu, the Universal Mother. In 2011, we became in-depth students of the Urantia book. We had studied the Urantia book before, but then we became really involved in the deeper studies of the Urantia book in 2011. We became members of the Urantia book fellowship. I went on to become president of the Urantia book Los Angeles Society, and Diana board member also. On December 19th, 2013, Diane had an encounter with the Local Universe Father in the Urantia book. He's called Local Universe Father in the Greek Zeus and other names. And that brought us to celestial team meetings in our homes, and it developed those messages and those teachings that they've been giving us since that time, developed in our ministry called the Sixth Revelation. And within the Sixth Revelation, celestials are working with us on many levels, and Gabriel and Aphrodite are giving us at this time, which we are kind of pronouncing and sharing, the new worldwide religion of love coming from none other than Venus, which we consider we're getting the information that Venus is the headquarters for what they call in the Urantia book a local system of 1,000 inhabitable planets. So we have wonderful connections with Gabriel and Aphrodite working from Venus to help humanity get back on track. So that's us, the Sixth Revelation, pronouncing the new worldwide religion of love.
Thank you so very much. Thanks to all of you. Those were excellent introductions. Now that Gerald has a platform, everyone here has a platform. And as you know, basically as long as you're working in the name of love and doing loving things, you know, you'll have your platform on the station. So that's one thing. Does anybody have any questions about the podcast at this point? Unarius will occasionally be joining us on these panels, as they have in the past. They've only occasionally joined, but they have a monthly show. And Mark Age at this point doesn't want to get involved with podcasts and things like that. They're keeping their library in print and up-to-dated. So occasionally I'll share information from them as well. But now everyone has a podcast, and we have people participating in the forum. So any questions about the podcast at all?
I wanted to jump in really quickly and say congratulations, Gerald.
Well, and Phyllis and Mark, too. Of course, they've had one, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, thanks, everybody. Thanks. And it's same to Gerald. Yeah.
Thank
fantastic.
Well,
now, okay, the first question then will be, well, second question will be, do you have, like, a dream for 2022, where a direction you'd like to go in with your show? And I guess we'll start with Mark and Diane.
Mark and Phyllis?
Oh, Michael and Diane.
Okay, start with us? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this past year has been a very interesting year. Diane and I have grown tremendously in our relationship with each other, our relationship with our celestial friends. Love, divine love, Eros came to our home and is really working with us and blessing us so much. Just recently, because we are the sixth revelation, and just recently we have gotten some insight into, within the last couple months, two, 3 months, we've gotten some insight into how the age of Aquarius, the real age of Aquarius, is going to be coming about when Pluto enters the constellation of Aquarius, kind of in and out for a couple years, and then also and that will be March 24th, 2023, when that the age of Aquarius starts. And then in 2043, when Pluto enters Pisces, then we're calling that the age of enlightenment or the beginnings of light and life, March 10th, 2043. Humanity is going to be preparing during these next couple years for that age of Aquarius. And then when we're in the age of Aquarius, humanity will develop further until we begin what Gerald mentioned last night, this era of light and life. So with Gabriel and Aphrodite's worldwide religion of love, developing that divine love within us and the divine truth within us, we are going to be on our shows, we are going to be focusing a lot on what we're calling the light and life lifestyle, how to become a Christ in the 21st century. Diane grew up Seventh-day Adventist. Diane grew up Seventh-day Adventist, vegetarian from her mother, and we have developed a lifestyle, and our lifestyle, we believe, you know, and everyone will have their own personal approach, but we believe a lifestyle of purity and spiritual growth is one that will help humanity in the Aquarian Age and Piscean Age, this Age of Enlightenment, to become a Christ, basically. And we're going to focus on that lifestyle and how we've done it in our development together, and maybe give some hints to others on how they might become more pure, raise their level of vibration, become more spiritual, get in touch with the celestials, etc.
Thank you. That's wonderful, and I'm looking forward to that unfolding throughout the year. Mark and Phyllis?
That's beautiful. What we're going to do this year, and we promise everybody we are going to absolutely finish it, we're going to finish the first book on Omniversal Symbols, at least maybe the first 40 or 50 symbols, and begin workshops on how to use them and what they mean. And there's some just astonishing revelations in these incredible symbols. And they're very simple, some of them. Also, we're going to finish the Fairy Reality book, because Mark's experiences with the entire elemental kingdom, angelic kingdom, archangels, you name it, Pan, he's had personal encounters with Pan, as well as many of the archangels, and we're going to get that book done. We actually have photography that Mark took back in the day of fairies,
yep.
And you know, they're not maybe as spectacular as some of the ones in current photography in elementals, but this is going back to 78 and using a Nikon camera. So it's pretty spectacular. We have a robust relationship with our entire nature community in this house here, and some of the things that are going on with the nature kingdom and mm-hmm. angels will absolutely blow the minds of most people. We are absolutely sure of that. And it will bring into focus what it really means, what it actually means to be in harmony with the environment, with the world, and that goes on not just this planet, but the entire planetary system throughout the omniverses, because these systems and these beings and this level of consciousness are pervasive, obviously, throughout the entire omniverse.
Yes, even on the high ships, we have plants, we have some trees there, we have scenic areas and things, and we have nature beings who are angels that are working there who were planetary nature spirits or on the physical densities. So on the higher realms, we still have trees, we still have things in the heaven realms and flowers that are huge, but there's still the frequencies of the beings of the loving angelic realm that works with all of this nature and as well as the people. So we got lots of information. We've had physical manifestations. I've had a unicorn walk through the house. I've had dragons, and a white dragon that came, followed me from the park, and a lot of and lives here, lives here, and has played with our cat that we had, and it's funny. They're funny. So they're all peace and love, beautiful beings and elves, and you know, they're right here. So they're amazing. So we were going to do some lectures on them too. We did lectures back in the early 80s on the Nature Kingdom, and people came and they were shocked by some of the stuff we were showing them. But it's all in love. The beings are love. And I would like to be able to help people with that too, because when you commune with nature beings or our friends here, a lot of things happen. You know, you talk to them, you ask them the rain, they'll do it. They'll go with the sylphs and get it. They've shut the rain down when I was in a car and I had to get out and go somewhere, and then he started right back up as soon as I got to the steps of the place I was going to. So they go along and they work with us, and that's what I think people have lost throughout ancient times here. Native Americans still kept in touch. Remember back in the 50s or 40s, there was some fires out west. And one of the chiefs, chief fireman or something, he says, "We got to go get to the Apaches. They know what to do to stop the fire. They know how to work it." And what it was they had symbols and words that they would talk to the spirits with, and you know, the tree spirits and all the fire spirits. But they also marked the trees in certain spots with certain, like some kind of lettering or whatever they had, lines and stuff, that was a sign to those fire spirits not to go beyond that point. So they had this. I don't know if they still do. I'm praying they still do. But that was back then that they would say, "We got to talk to the natives. They know how to slow it all down and get rid of it, and just stop them. That's all. Just stopping the fairies, because the sylphs, the fire salamanders, as they call themselves, get a little wild."
So I just want to end by saying, so we're trying to bring into harmony the entire elemental kingdom from a universal perspective,
yeah,
as well as the extraterrestrials from an Earth perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of what we're doing.
Like how to work with them on these dimensions so that we're all one together, working together in harmony, and with animals too. You know, it's all telepathic with them too.
Yeah.
And there's fairies that work with animals called the, also I just lost the name, Budiel, because I was going to say something else. They're called Budiel angels, and they work with animal spirits, and
well,
we talk to them.
Basically, you know, that's our goal for this year, is to really try to bring into all of that into harmony.
And that is incredibly awesome, and I'm very honored to be along for the ride. And,
you're already in it. You are the ride.
You're the ride in there.
Already.
All systems go. Hercules launch.
Nick Curto. Nick has four shows. So I guess the Urantia book show would be the one that's most relevant to hear. But sometimes connecting the dots, and sometimes creativity, the creative process, fall under this category too. So, Nick, what are your dreams and goals for 2022?
Well, you know, you're right, and I got to say that following Mark and Phyllis is an awesome responsibility and challenge, because once they put down what is going on with them and what they're planning, it is awesome. Your word awesome is exactly the right word. So following them is a challenge, but I'm going to go for it. Communication is everything to me. Communication of love, of ideas, of truth, Communication is the focus, and certainly a hard focus for me. It always has been, always will be. I majored in graphic design and art and advertising art in the Massachusetts College of Art and Design in Boston. And I took that information and that knowledge, and I immediately came to New York. And I've used that in a number of ways, which I'm very proud of, that I was able to do that. And if anything, I want to keep it going and keep it stronger. So communication on a higher level with much more reach would be my goal. And there's several ways I'm going to do that. And two of them you're familiar with, which would be music, communicating with music and words, lyrics, and also with visual art, which I'm working on an art show. I think it's going to really give a lot of people a lot to think about. And I'm more than halfway there now with my art show, and it will be, a revelation to some people to see the thought behind what I'm putting together. Music-wise, I've already done one called We'll Stand Up for America, which is my first attempt to do a patriotic song. I'm very proud of that, and I intend to do another song, which I'm working on, that really thanks and salutes the men and women in our services of America. I think they deserve thank you and recognition even more than now, and I'm planning to do a song recognizing and giving tribute to them. That's one of my projects for the new year. Communication, again, when we see truth, when we feel it and know it, it's really a responsibility to communicate that to everyone we can, because there's so many people that are truly hungry for truth, and they search for that. They do that in a number of ways, and there's people everywhere, always, that are looking for that truth. Today, in my journey today, I was in an ambulance bringing my best friend to a hospital, and then at the hospital I was talking to a doctor, and in both cases I communicated with them, and it ended up that I talked about the Arantia book and gave them my card, which has the website on it, and both of them showed genuine interest. And I think I'm telling you that because we can communicate anywhere, not only through TV and radio and podcasts and Zoom, but we can communicate one-on-one. And I just wanted to say that in both cases, it was a very positive feeling, and they both embraced what I was saying. So anyhow, that's my message: communication, furthering truth, and harmony and love.
Yeah, and I just want to jump in and say that, Nick, that is precisely what everyone is being called to do, just exactly what you did. And anybody can do it. Everybody listening to this podcast can do exactly what Nick just said.
Oh, absolutely. Right on the money there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Brilliant. You can bring that message anywhere. And you should. Yes. And most people will welcome that and have amazing questions. So Phil is absolutely right.
Absolutely.
And Nick is our informal, at this point, art director, as we try to professionalize what we're doing in the year ahead. So Nick has been really great at getting resources and finding out information.
Right.
Now we've just got a budget for things, and then we'll have them happening in 2022. So thank you for that again, Nick. And we'll always feature your art, as you know. I'm a big fan of your creative efforts.
Thank you so much for your kind words. Thank you.
And last but not least, Beryl T. Farley, what are your goals for your new show, your new platform?
Hi, Hercules. Thank you so much. The one thing that appeared to me as everyone was talking is that there are so many ideas that we're moving into a platform of where we, who have lived third-dimensional existence for all of our lives, have no idea what's before us and where we're going. And so that's why I love listening to all these beautiful ideas from my ordinary guy ears, but there's another.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Another aspect of that, and what a message that came through for me very, very powerfully when I started all this unconsciously, really, 50 years ago. It's the whole thing with Michael Schools and Christ Michael Schools and quantum healing centers. It's all growing. But what I'm, the message is, if it's in front of you, especially right now, pay attention. And you know what? You guys are all here, and we're all in front of each other right now. And what I see is the idea of Christ Michael's schools somehow interweaving with every one of you on some level at some point. It could be a couple hundred years from now. Doesn't matter. We're going to build the format, and that's what we're looking at. I see young children of 3 and 4 years of age who are coming to our school, which is absolutely free to all, and getting the message every day. You can imagine yourself as a 3 or 4 year old and getting this message daily. You are a very important part of the universal plan, and so is everyone else here.
Curious, how many places are your centers of learning located for people to go to?
Thank you, Phyllis. Wherever there is a desire to have one. That's the best I can say right now. What we're waiting for is what Saint Germain has promised at some point all along, and that will only come after the shift in the quantum financial system completely moves into a new state of being, and that could be around the corner.
It could be.
In fact, it's imminent. We all know that. So things are going to change to such a point that this will start. And thank you so much for the question, Phyllis. Things will start in the living rooms of family homes where like-minded people are gathering, and they find out that this is a message that we want to give to all the children. And, you know, if anyone who wants to start a program like Christ Michael Schools or the Quantum Healing Centers and Offices of Peace and Community Gardens, which feeds everyone in the neighborhood, all free, then we're completely open source. So at some point there will be a website with all that information as to how you can start your own. And
I just want to add to this that a friend of ours recently said, you know, you should have an app for this or that. You know, we could have 100 million apps with some of the stuff that Mark's got going here. But I said, oh, you know, what does it cost and whatever? And so I went and I looked it up. There's these, you know, you could get an app made for what you're talking about. People could have on their phone an app for probably, you know, under $1,000. So all of the things that you're referring to, like community gardens and these types of learning and what have you, could actually get yourself into the digital age, which would probably be appealing to kids.
Thank
you. I just wanted to throw that out there and say that it's not that far out of reach.
Very helpful, really, truly.
Getting that kind of access.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I guess that's just another idea that comes in, and that's really where I want to be in this process with all of you, is receptive to whatever is there to make it work. I've my background, when I created the grant management program in Los Angeles County government and started writing grants, I was the only one, because I wrote the grants, who knew what they were about. So I became a program administrator for 5 years of multi-million dollar grants. I know how to connect the dots, and I know how important it is to utilize every resource available. And the greatest resource is each and every one of us, the humans. And so
the idea is out there, and then the love is put toward the idea, like you're doing, it's just going to grow.
You're right. I totally agree. So it's that's why it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be with all this love. Go ahead,
Carol?
Diane.
Oh, yes. I just wanted people to know, too, that you and Michael and I began some of this in our home when you came to visit. Gerald came to visit 3 times to our home this year.
Well, lucky him.
lucky us. Christ came in. But what we did
you'll never be the same. What are they doing to you?
what we did, though, is we had team meetings with Gerald, and we did video them with Maitreya talking to us about the Christ schools and whether or not we were ready for that. And if we were, you know, what he wanted to do, Maitreya has been telling us. So we put that video up. We did put it up, didn't we, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
We did, with Gerald and Michael and I talking to Maitreya about the Christ schools and about, actually, Gerald being a Christ and joining the schools. And Father Diamond and his crew are all involved in it, and they're under, of course, Gautama Buddha and Gabriel. So we have that video up there of Christ and the Christ schools about them, a little bit about them. So, and we do have other videos that we have done with Maitreya on the Christ Michael schools, on the schools.
And okay. And you've all prepared for the next question. So thank you for using your prophetic natures and setting it up for me. How are you currently promoting your work? Because before the pandemic, one of the things I did to promote the groups and the individuals I was working with, and Nick actually manned this station when we did our Mythic Atlantis event in 2016, is an information table where all the folks who are operating out of love and teaching cosmic spirituality, I had whatever they sent me. Michael and Diane had sent some audiovisual media. We had people sending brochures, pamphlets, you name it. They were all on the table, and the person manning table would answer questions about their ability. I believe we had a couple of Urantia books there. When the pandemic abates and we can start face-to-face again, I'm going to resume that, and I'll let you all know. But in the interim, we could do that on the internet. And whenever Mark and Phyllis, for instance, send me an email that they were on a show or they're doing something, I share it. So what I'd like for everybody to do is to talk about what they currently have going, like how they're disseminating the information. And that would be the question. The next question is, having heard that, how can we help each other spread the information even wider? So we'll start with Nick Curto because he's the art director.
Okay, well, I've been doing for the past 5-6 years a work on a website called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. That consists of writers, artists, musicians, composers, photographers. It goes on and on worldwide. And they have pictures of what they do, what services they're offering. I'll give you an example. If you wanted to build a temple, you could find someone who would help you design it and give you illustrations in black and white or color or even animation to show what your idea is like. And I did that about 15 years ago when I had a very, shall I say, solid idea of a Urantia center, a center which would consist of not only a temple, but with it have places to study the book, places to perform poetry and music related to the Urantia book. It also would have an international area for foods of the world, because everyone's got to eat, and also a hotel that would also act as a center for various spiritual groups and religious groups to hold their meeting and also to learn about the Urantia book also. So I designed a whole complex of that. It would be, on all these various areas of their series of domes. I picked domes because the Urantia book talks about the 7 super universes, so I designed 7 domes, super domes, in a circle on a elevated platform to be the very center of the Urantia center. And then around that were other various areas where people could enjoy, including a lake with camping, as well as permanent homes for people who'd want to live in a community, a Urantia community together. So it goes on and on, and it's now on a website, and we're getting people to look at that and make comments about it, because this, of course, would be a huge project for the future. But you got to start somewhere, and I really had a very a solid idea about what it would look like. It came to me, and I embellished it when I was thinking about it, and we did drawings and again an animation and so forth. So what I'm saying here is that this website that is very practical as far as realizing some of your dreams, and that includes communications on various social media, so for instance, other ways of doing your idea and putting it out there worldwide through the internet. So there's a lot of people worldwide involved in this website, and I've used it for animation, again, a video animation, songs, illustrations. I found an illustrator that does Disney-like illustrations, which lent itself to a project I was working on. Anyhow, it's a very exciting website, and I wanted to also just say that the pricing is very, very reasonable, incredibly reasonable. I couldn't have done half my projects in the United States with the prices as they are, but I found people in other countries that were excellent that would do it for a reasonable fee. So I just want to put that out there, as this is a way to take whatever your dreams are, your expectations of communication, and actually realize them and make them practical economically. So I wanted to put that on the table because I think this is a very important find.
I think so too, and thank you. It's a wonderful resource, and Nick had me looking into that recently. Nick, right now you have your podcast, you have your Zoom show, which is basically your meeting. You appear on other people's shows, and you sent out email communications. Is that correct?
My philosophy is you can't hit a moving target. And so I do a quick path to all these various areas, and I'm proud of it. And you know what? Going into these various areas, even if you haven't done a whole lot in a particular area, don't be afraid to creatively go there and see what you can do. So I encourage painters to write poetry, people who write poetry to go into choreography. I mean, it goes on and on. And you're really happily surprised, I would say, with what you can open up your life to encompass and break out of even the things you're good at and have been doing for a while and go into other creative areas. I think that's one of my messages. And I've done that. Certainly I've done that. And I'm an example that, yeah, it can be done and you can have a great deal of fun doing it. I never taught a improv acting class until 2 years ago. I have been in theater. I've done things like in theater. In the world of puppetry with my partner, Hal Rainbow, we put on puppet shows of various kinds. But, again, to go into a different area that you haven't been involved in and do something in that, I highly recommend that. It expands your entire world.
Thank you so very much, Nick. Mark and Phyllis, you do a lot of things creatively. Right now, I know that you share by email some of the things you're doing, and then whatever I receive, if I receive it, because I've been like all over the place recently on time, I'll post it right away. Is there any other way you're letting people know? You have your websites also, and you have the YouTube channel. Am I correct?
Yeah, you know, lately I've been feeling I wanted to branch out into some other sites besides Facebook because I don't like the direction Facebook is going in with Metaverse and all of that or whatever they're
just and you know the word meta means death.
It's an uncomfortable reality. So I've been thinking of putting getting us involved in Rumble or BitChute or whatever else is coming down the pike. Usually for Christmas, from Thanksgiving to usually almost the end of January, we're sort of drowning in Christmas. And part of the reason for that is because the Nature Kingdom is so madly in love with anything that sparkles. Once we get the tree up, they just complain that we're going to take it down. Also,
they love anything sparkly white, and they love lights, and they love all colors, so they... But we decorate the house for them now. It's like they're our children.
Really,
they're
right.
Our kids. We call them their kids.
I'm telling you, it's not.
We don't have
not
kids.
Lying.
They're our kids.
But we would like to, you know, have some people over. You know, if it's allowed in New York anymore, we don't know.
We don't know.
We're in a very restrictive town at the moment.
One of our elves, Eflin, she loves plants, but she right now has a couple of snake plants in our house that she takes care of. We took some white lights that are stars. And we put them on her plant last year.
She has five snake plants.
Well, she has a bunch.
Yeah.
But they can handle many plants. I'm just letting people know. It's not just one plant per fairy or elf. So we put these star lights on one of her plants here in the living room, and I think Nick's seen them. And you put them on by battery. We kind of push a button. You have to push a button. Push it, slide it, you know, hard. So one day we're talking. We're doing stuff in our entry area, and which we call the dining room. And we're moving around, right? And all of a sudden we notice the lights are on the fairy's plant in the back of the room, and we both looked at each other and went, what? I had to say, Eflin, what were you doing? And she goes, well, the angels, I mean our guardian friends here, our guardian angels, who are advanced angels, and guardian angels help them with energy to push that button, So it's not unusual for us to somehow come around, do something, and open the door, and the lights are on her plant.
Okay. But what I want to answer his question.
Oh, sorry.
So we sort of get preoccupied, and I'm working on somebody else's book right now, which I'm actually getting paid for. But once we get our – like we were supposed to be on another program tonight, a Zoom, which we literally forgot about.
Hopefully. Yeah, but I will never – not be on Hercules show first.
They
asked me too late. I said, sorry, I am on a live show tonight at 9.
And I,
I love them, but, you know,
hey. Oh, God, we forgot. But anyway.
This one's priority one.
We will be. I will be, since I'm the one that does all the dirty work, you know, puts the videos.
So this is tech number one. I am nothing.
Mark is everything, of course.
I look at the computer and they crash.
Without,
it's happened.
Without Mark, I have nothing to produce. But anyway.
I walk by and they crash. What happened?
That's not true.
Yeah, it happened.
So basically, I do want to really buckle down, start getting some workshops prepared for Zoom. I've been hesitant to do Zoom workshops because we give away so much, even when we do regular Zooms, because we have illustrations of all of the fairies that Mark sees around the house. I mean, you just can't possibly imagine what's going on over here. It's like a circus.
Nick's been here, and Nick's been on the couch. Not just Nick. I think some other people are with us that day. Nick, depending on what a party we might have had, and they come over to me and they go, do you have a cat? Oh, no, not anymore. We had a 20-year-old. She's passed. Well, what's walking on the pillows behind me? I said, well, it's either a cat, meaning our cat,
or our
fairies are playing with you, because they like to do that. The elves, they move around. So they're different heights and sizes. People have seen them, but, you know, it's just cute because they go, oh, my gosh.
Mark, you're so funny. So anyway, so we promise not only to really buckle down on the books that we're really, I'm two-thirds of the way done with the fairy book, and I'm absolutely two-thirds of the way done with the Omniversal Symbol book as well. So I just have to drag Mark into the game and get him to, you know, divulge the final pieces to all of this so that we can get these books out there. And
awesome.
And the reason I'm so interested in this is because I know it's going to generate questions. Mm-hmm. And we love questions.
And the fairies and the king? The fairy kingdom, the nature kingdom, elemental kingdom, want people to know about them, you know.
Sure.
Respect the plants and the trees, you know, and the leaves. Don't worry about the grass fairies. You know, they say, well, I don't want to step on the grass. I'll hurt a fairy. And they laugh at me when people say that. I said, this is what they think. And they said, nah, we the fairies and the grass fairies take control of certain areas of the land, of the area that they're given to, depending on how old they are. You know, like if they're new, they get a certain plot of area. But they're not in each blade of grass. That's... I know.
So
I just want people to know that
he's got too much
a fairy is not in every blade of grass. A fairy is, or elf is, controlling an area of the grass. So you're not stepping on a grass fairy or anything.
Thank you very much.
I don't know.
So that's really what we're hoping to, you know. We're just about finished decorating.
It doesn't matter, guys. I'm kidding.
Next, we're going to go to Michael and Diane. Michael and Diane, currently I know that you're doing things in your home temple. You're recording them. You're putting them on YouTube, and you also sent out occasionally emails. Is there anything else you're doing to let people know what's going on with the Sixth Revelation?
Well, thank you, Hercules. Yes, you know, since that 2011 year when I told you that, yeah, it was the 2011 year that we got involved with the Urantia book, heavily in the Urantia book community, that everything has kind of really taken off for us creatively and, you know, expressing our mission,
right,
or what we feel is our mission or what they're telling us, you know, they want everyone to know about. 2013, December 19th, I told you, you know, that Diane had her encounter with the local universe father, and what has come about from that, because I have a music degree from UC Irvine. You know, you've heard of UCLA and UC Davis.
Mm-hmm.
The UC school system, I got my music degree from UC Irvine. It's where I met my wife, of course, in 91. But I had not really written any music up to that point. I mean, I was mostly a poet, and I did some drawing, you know, early on. But in 2011, I started composing music. I started composing Urantia book-inspired songs. And what has resulted, and I built a studio up in the upstairs great room, what has resulted is five albums of Urantia Book-inspired songs. So we have those on various platforms. We worked, like Nick did, we worked with CD Baby, the company. What they do is they set you up with copyrights, and they help you to distribute. You can distribute hard copies of your music and digital. So we're if you search under Reverend Michael Duncan in on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, we're on all those platforms for our songs. And the songs have the messages that they're giving us, and they also I've also written songs about celestials.
Yes.
So there are songs about the celestials. And some of these are on YouTube also. I've kind of crossed over, putting some of our songs on YouTube. But we do have the celestial team meetings on YouTube and the songs. We mentioned this, our new path forward, or this new focus for 2022 is the light and life lifestyle, how to become a Christ in the 21st century. That is a book. I have all the information, everything pretty much written down. Just have to edit that. But I did want to say one thing. I wanted to echo Gerald's sentiments that we are all working together to help each other. You know, I liked that part of your question, Hercules, where you said, how can we all help each other? Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of thought of it in a nutshell. I met Diane. Diane and I met Nick. Nick introduced us to Hercules. We worked with the Urantia Book community, sending out lots of mailings, which reached Gerald. Gerald blew me away one night when he just called us out of the blue and said, I'm working with Maitreya too. And wow, Gerald said, I'm there the next day. So he basically came down the next day.
And his beautiful red car.
Beautiful red Tesla.
Woo!
And then, of course, through Nick and Hercules, we meet Phyllis and Mark. And I just think we've all been working together at some point, but we're really, really working together now on whatever level we can. You know, we're connecting. We're all connecting on some level. And then I wanted to also mention that Gerald came to us with a lot of years of connection with the Celestials and a ministry that he had developed for a long, long time. And we were very supportive of Gerald to help him in any way we could, help him to express what he has to offer at this time and what the Celestials want to do through him. So there are a number of videos with Gerald and with Gerald by himself and with us on YouTube. So we're going to continue to work with Gerald. And, of course, Hercules, you've given us this platform. So I think this book for us, it's going to be a book that we're going to put out. We haven't put any books out at all. It's
we did, but it's been quite a few years ago.
Well, it was more like a scrapbook.
Yes, it was about our whole life and how this all happened.
But I think we're just all going to work together and develop new platforms, I think, like Gerald's Christ Schools and that app idea you had. Phyllis was fantastic for the children. I mean, things are gonna happen. And I think these next couple years, when humanity kind of goes through its soul-searching phase here in the next 3 years, I think we're going to see a lot of improvement and a lot of new avenues are going to open up, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much, Michael and Diane. And Gerald, how are you currently letting people know about your ministry and about the Christ Michael Schools?
Thank you for the question, Hercules. And it's wonderful to listen to all the responses. What I'm getting is that we've all been doing what we wanted to do. In other words, there are a lot of people out there who have dreams, and because they don't have funding, they just let the dream sit in limbo. we're not doing that. Not Mark and Phyllis, not Michael and Diane, and certainly not Nick, and certainly not me. So I want to talk about a funding source possibility that I've found. Is anyone aware of Simon Parks?
Yes.
What did you say?
Simon Parks.
Simon,
yes.
Or Diamond?
Simon Parks.
Oh, Simon? Yeah, we
S-I-M-O-N-P-A-R-K-E-S. And his wife,
absolutely.
Becky, and his wife, Becky. Well, their website, they are very low-key, but very spiritual people. And their website is called Connecting Consciousness.
Yes.
Yeah. You look it up. I have Michael Schools already on their website, and I'm asking for $1 trillion.
Wow.
Is that all?
That's not even a blank. And I, the reason I'm asking for that is because I want contingency funds to be able to give grants. That's what the Office of Peace is all about, so the children can come in, and even adults, but basically children, teenagers, and with their idea of how they see peace emanating, being engendered in our society, and we fund small projects for them and let them get their hands on it. Because we're
going to have to
not only the future, but they're the ones we want.
Because our
board.
We have less than 30 seconds for each of you to give your contact information. So this will be a to be continued. That's a great sounding resource. I'm going to check it out, Joe. Nick Curto, how can people get in contact with you quickly?
Okay, sure. You can email me. I'd be happy to get your comments or your questions. My email address is nicknyny1, and that's the numeral one, not O-N-E, @gmail.com. Again, nicknyny1 @gmail.com.
Thank you very much. Michael and Diane.
Yes, Michael and Diane Duncan is the name of our YouTube channel, MICHAELAND. DIANNE, that's two N's for Diane, and Duncan, DUNKIN. Michael and Diane Duncan is our YouTube channel, over 114 videos. Check it out. And like I mentioned, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and other platforms for our Urantia Book-inspired song albums. The email is Michael Duncan. Yeah. Website is Michael Duncan, numeral one, @hotmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and you know what you can do is you can send love out into the super universe and into the supreme mind pool, and we'll get it.
Thank you so very much, Mark and Phyllis.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Well, it's the main website is intergalacticmission.com. That's intergalactic with one L, because some people spell it too. And the email is Mark, M-A-R-C, Brinkerhoff, B-R-I-N-K-E-R-H-O-F-F @yahoo.com. etuniversalzone.com is the other website, and markbrinkerhoff.com is the art website. And you can reach us on any of the email's the same on all the websites.
Thank you so very much. And Gerald, how can people get in contact with you?
Gerald T. Farley @hotmail.com, 503-385-8480 is the landline, so don't text it. And when's a good time to call you tomorrow, Nick, Hercules, about Tuesday? I need some details.
Like 1-2 in the afternoon would be good.
Your time.
My time, yeah.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody. This was awesome. The next time we're going to talk, it'll be in January, and we're going to have an hour and a half on Zoom and we'll be able to put the meeting up on YouTube. So we'll work out the details. Michael, since your schedule has the least flexibility, what days of the week are better for us to do this?
It's hit and miss at this time, but you know, I think I could probably do some rearranging on the day of. So just go ahead and schedule the way you need to schedule, because you know I'm all over the place. I'm a supervisor at my job, so
yeah.
I have to be flexible to cover shifts and things too. So yeah, just go ahead and do what you need to do, Hercules, and I'll try to work around that.
Okay. Thanks to everybody who was on the panel tonight, and thanks to everybody who tuned in. Until next time, this is all of us wishing all of you joyous journeys, amazing adventures, a happy holiday season, and a wonderful new year. Thanks again, everybody. Take care. You're awesome.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank
happy
you.
New
love
Year.
You.
God bless.
Love you.
God bless everyone.
Much love to all. Much love.
Much love to all.
God bless.
Goodbye, guys.
To all. Love to all.
See you next year, Nick.